There's a lot of speculation. And I go back to what I opened the show with today. When you don't know and people don't communicate what's kind of going on and give you some strong indicators of what's going on, there's bound to be and going to be speculation. And it usually finds its way into talk radio and it comes at me and then you don't know what the heck you're going to do to address it. Well, here's the situation. Jerry Grunwald, four years has headed up the environment, the ERC, the Energy and Environmental Research Center at the University of North Dakota. That is, I don't know how to describe it. It's part of UND, but it's really not part of UND. But in fact, it is part of UND. That's probably the best roundabout way of saying it. They put Jerry on administrative leave, on paid leave. So they basically have told Jerry Grunwald, don't come into work. We want your keys. We want your phone. We want all the things that we gave you, and you're not welcome here at work. I mean, basically, that's what's happened. President Kelly did that at the University of North Dakota. Very little has come out of the president's office as to why, other than the mere fact that he's been put on leave. But there are rumors circulating as to why. And some of those rumors entail the Board of Higher Education itself. And so I called Dwayne. I've known Dwayne for years, and I wanted to get him on. Dwayne Espergaard, good to have you on News and Views.
Good morning, Joel.
Do you know why Jerry Grunwald has been placed on administrative leave by President Kelly at UND?
No, I do not, Joel.
He didn't convey that to the Board of Higher Education at all?
No, he has not. I've had no communication with Jerry since his putting him on leave of absence or whatever.
Have there been any investigations or concerns by the State Board of Higher Education?
Well, Joel, I sit on the as chairman of the budget committee, and twice a year we look at the budgets of all colleges and all departments to see if there are any variances. And that's a common practice. It's our responsibility, and then we report to the board if there are any variances. This year, like every year, there were a couple of variances. One of the variances was at the EERC, and we just asked for more information on that to be reported at our next meeting, and that's the only communication that we've had.
So define variance.
Well, you know, university budgets are such that it's a balanced budget. And if a variance is high or low in a certain area, it can be in athletics, it can be in housing, it can be in various other departments, then they have to, we have a report twice a year of those variances. And most of the times, they're just variances that either come and go and they are taken care of. This one, this year, there were a couple of them that were seemingly not working. They were getting larger instead of smaller. And that's the particular case here, for whatever reason. And that's when we asked for a little more information. And we asked that information of the CFO of the university, because the board has nothing to do with running the universities on a day-to-day basis in various departments. So we asked this of the university to get back to us.
So you're saying that the EERC, the Energy and Environmental Research Center, was running cash short, that they weren't bringing in the money that they were expected to, and they were running at a deficit?
That's correct, Joel, and there are various reasons for that. They operate on grants, and I suppose maybe grants are down. And nevertheless, for all probably good reason, but it is a variance, but when there is a variance, they have to report it.
Has the board, the State Board of Higher Education, as you looked at this variance or this deficit, have you looked at all into how the university itself deals with the EERC? For example, is the university taking too much out of the EERC's budget?
That is not our responsibility, Joel, how the various universities handle their departments. So that's up to them. No, we've not looked into percentages or anything like that as to this university or any other. All we see is that there was a variance. We just want a little more information on it. It's not unusual. There were a couple of others, and we got a good explanation on those, and we moved forward.
the EERC for years has been a standard bearer when it comes to energy and environmental research. It's been a nationwide leader and called upon. I called upon it, Duane. Back in my legislative days, I remember looking to them for guidance when it came to landfill issues, looking at them for guidance when it came to a number of different issues. Jerry was one of the individuals I called. Is this model right? Is the way that the EERC operates right? Or in your opinion, should it? Because I tried to describe it, and I'm not sure I can. It's somewhat separate from the university itself. Is that a comfortable way that you see it for it to operate?
The EERC has had a wonderful record for a number of years of providing leadership as it deals with various energy environmental issues, and have done a wonderful job on it. They work primarily with the private sector and with the government in the form of grants to do their work. Much of the funds for them come from private customers, if you will. So in some ways, they are independent from things that they do compared to other departments, but at the same time, they are a department of the University of North Dakota.
So you're comfortable with that?
Oh, yes.
Okay, let me ask you this. As one of the people who oversees the university system itself, are you comfortable with how this is being handled by President Kelly? Because the EERC is such a huge part of the North Dakota university system itself. Are you comfortable with, for lack of a better way, the small amount of information that's being put out on the administrative leave of Jerry Grunwald?
Joel, I'd rather not comment on that. That's really not our job as to put out any comments with regard to how things are handled on an individual campus. And so, I guess it's up to them to do as they see fit. And that's something that, I really don't care to comment on that.
Duane, is that a timeline issue, though? Is that an issue where if I asked you the same question a month from now and we still don't know why, you'd say, well, it's time? I mean, is this one of those deals where, look, if you're doing some type of investigation, we'll let you have the time, but at some point, you've got to tell us why a man that had the reviews that you gave him has been placed on administrative leave?
Well, Joel, it's no different than when you called me this morning, and that's why I came on, is because I wanted to make sure that you understand what the board's role is in this. And our board's role is that the variance was off. We just asked for a better plan as to how they're going to eliminate the variance. Because again, when you have a shortfall in a department at the university, and if it doesn't get taken care of by normal business, the shortfall's got to be dealt with, and then that becomes our responsibility.
Duane, thanks for answering when I call. Appreciate it.
You bet. Have a good day, Joel.
Duane Espegard, a member of the State Board of Higher Education. Here, there's something there that if you're looking at this from the outside in the speculative world, which is all we can do is speculate because nobody's telling us anything. The only thing we know is that campus law enforcement met Jerry Grunwald at the door of the EERC, which he has run for years. They showed him the exit. They took his keys and they said, you know what? Here's a letter from the president and you're on administrative leave. So far from the president, all we have is that he's on administrative leave. So you, the general public, who the EERC really is yours. It's yours. If you're a taxpayer in North Dakota, the EERC is yours. If you're a student at the University of North Dakota, the EERC is yours. It has been, one could argue, and I think I could make this case quite easily, a cash cow for the University of North Dakota. Not only that, it has also put us on a high plane in terms of research nationwide. These individuals, and this isn't all just Jerry Grunwald. This is the people that work for Jerry Grunwald. There is many brilliant minds at the EERC who are called upon nationwide for expertise and advice when it comes to some of these serious issues. And let me give you another example of where this matters. The EERC has been our go-to place to make the argument on environmental concerns when it comes to fossil fuels for years. North Dakota is a fossil fuel state. we generate coal, energy from coal. We generate oil from our ground through fracking. We generate wind. Well, the good Lord generates wind, but we harvest it, right? And so the ERC has been that type of an agency where we go to make the argument of, look, if we do this, if we squeeze the balloon here, it's going to pop out there. So it's important. It is really important. Now, Duane Espegard just got done telling you that their budget's off, that they that what the higher ed board was doing was digging into why their budget is off, why they're not bringing in as much money as what they should have been. That leads me into the speculative mode, okay? Is there trouble going on between President Kelly and Jerry Grunwald because of the money? Is it about the money? We all know, and you've seen the news reports that have hit out there about things in Jerry Grunwald's past. You know, my guess is this isn't about the person or the personality or his private life or any of those other issues. It's about the money, okay? So if it is about the money, at some point, and that's why I asked Duane Espegard, I said it's a timeline thing, right? I mean, we can all sit there and say, okay, President Kelly said it's probably best for you not to come in right now. Give me your keys. So obviously he's mad. I mean, you don't got to be Dick Tracy to get to that point in this speculation, right? President Kelly is upset at Jerry Grunwald. Told him, we're going to evaluate you. Get out of here. You know, you're not coming into work today. He didn't fire him. I want to make that sure that you're clear on that. I want to make sure that you're crystal clear on that because it was made crystal clear to me. So far, that's all I got out of the president's office at the University of North Dakota. He's not fired. He's on paid administrative leave. Okay, so how long, when something as important as the ERC sits there before you, the public, and the customers of the ERC get to know? Because I will tell you this, if you're in the coal, the oil, the wind, the energy business, this matters. And you deserve the right to know ASAP. For me, Bob Kelly, Robert Kelly is somebody that I trust. If he gave me his handshake, I'd trust it and I'd say, okay, because he's really gotten to be that type of a communicator with me. Very frank. Jerry Grunwald has always been that type of communicator with me. He has always just said it, which back in my Senate days and now in my talk show host days, that matters. What I want to know is what you, the public, think about that. Because what we're talking about here is millions upon millions of dollars.